The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. We have successfully made it to another Friday on the program, and I am just absolutely delighted that I am still your host. Yeah, it's been a wild week, folks. It's been a wild week. Next week will probably be even wilder. Or is it more proper to say more wild? Or maybe we should say next week will be more wilder. Anyway, these are unusual times, unprecedented times, historic times, troubling times. But they are not times to lose hope. They are not times to doubt the sovereignty of God. And there are certainly not times to draw back from our primary purpose of glorifying God and telling other people about Jesus. Folks, listen, there is nothing, absolutely nothing that government can do to stop you and I from glorifying God and telling other people about Jesus. And that's our main purpose on earth. So whatever happens in Washington, D.C., we can continue to do what God has called us to do. Please just remember that. All right? Just remember that. In the what could possibly go wrong category, it has just been announced that President-elect Joe Biden is appointing Bernie Sanders to be the chairman of the Budget Committee. Okay. Now, I just said, God is still sovereign, God is still in control, and I mean that, I believe that. But that doesn't mean that things aren't going to get really wacky and crazy in America in the next few years. Who would have ever thought that an avowed socialist would be the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee? Let that sink in. Let that sink in. And of course, through the entire campaign, Joe Biden distanced himself from Joe Biden. I defeated the socialists. I'm not a socialist. I defeated the socialists. Remember when he said that? Bernie Sanders, chairman of the Budget Committee, an avowed, loud, and proud socialist. All right. Like I said, it's going to be wild and crazy in the next year. But let me repeat. I have not lost hope. I hope you have not lost hope. Am I concerned? Of course I'm concerned. Oh, Bob, you just seem so, you just don't care. Oh, nothing could be further from the truth. I care deeply, but I also have a deeper trust and faith in God. And I'm honestly anxious to see what God is going to do, and I'm anxious to see how Bible-believing churches adjust and respond. I honestly think we're going to see some signs of revival. I do. I believe we're going to see some signs of revival, and this is such a trite cliche. Is that a cliche in itself, a trite cliche? When it gets darker, the light shines brighter. Things are going to get pretty dark, folks. And that means the light of the gospel is not only needed more than ever, it's going to shine brighter than ever. So I'm praying that your church, my church, doubles, triples, quadruples their effort to simply proclaim the truth and win people to Christ. All right, now, this is a fascinating article. I'm not familiar with him at all. Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. He is a young Republican congressman from Illinois. He wrote an op-ed piece where he criticized some folks for saying that the election was stolen. Yeah. And one of those that he criticized was Robert Jeffress. He said, let's see, what did he say? What's the exact wording here? He called out Robert Jeffress. He said, I believe there's a huge burden now on pastors and clergy who openly spread the conspiracies of a stolen election, like Robert Jeffress, to admit their mistakes and lead their flocks out of darkness to truth. Well, here's the problem. Robert Jeffress never said the election was stolen. He never did. Now, granted, Dr. Jeffress is a friend, but a couple of times I've been critical of Dr. Jeffress, and that's okay. If you're real friends, you can be honest with each other. But he has handled this. He was one of the strongest supporters of Donald Trump. One of the strongest supporters. But he was also one of the first evangelical leaders to say, hey, folks, it looks like Joe Biden is going to be president. It's not what I wanted. It's not what I desired. But it looks like that's what's going to happen. And we all need to pray for Joe Biden. He never said the election was stolen, never got involved in conspiracy theories. He simply said, let's pray. So he never said that. So Jeffress, in response, said, quote, Adam, you need to get your facts straight. I've never once claimed the election was stolen. If anyone needs to admit their mistake, it is you, and I will be awaiting your apology. Well, to his credit, young Representative Kinzinger did a little bit of research, and he tweeted this. You know, sir, you are absolutely correct. You did act honorably, and while my point remains about the church and the need for pastors to lead, you did not press those stolen election conspiracies. I am sorry for including you in that. Jeffress said, apology accepted and appreciated. We are praying for you and for all of our elected officials. By the way, I hope and pray that people in my audience are not among those who say, I've made up my mind, don't bother me with facts. Got too much of that in America today, on the left and on the right. Don't bother me with the facts, I've already made up my mind. But you might be interested to know that a strong right-wing conservative organization called the American Thinker. The American Thinker is decidedly to the right and very conservative. Today, the American Thinker published an apology. They said that they had published stories about Dominion voting machines and the conspiracy, the programming algorithms in Dominion voting machines to swing votes from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. You've all read that. You've all seen that. The American Thinker was right out in front saying the election was stolen. These Dominion voting machines, there was the Venezuelan connection, and they were programmed to swing votes from Trump to Biden. Well, after doing a thorough investigation, to their credit, they said, we found out that wasn't true. There was no real evidence. We should never have published those stories without checking them out. We were wrong, and we apologize. It's very rare. Here is a solidly conservative source saying, we were wrong, and we apologize. I have enormous respect for that. Takes a lot to admit that you were wrong, but I think it's even more important they check things out, as we should. All right, quick break. We'll be back. It's Open Phone Friday. Hey, give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, so I have a little confession to make, and maybe I've confessed this before. Joy and I are real Jeopardy fans, and we record it. Loved Alex Trebek. He was possibly one of the greatest game show hosts in American television history. Just a class act. Just an absolute natural. And, well, Jeopardy is just not the same without him. Although, this week, Ken Jennings has been the guest host, and I think he's done a really good job. I can't imagine how difficult that job is. Trying to pronounce all of those words, and hey, listen, I am on the radio every day. I don't think I could do it. I honestly, I don't think I could do it. So Ken Jennings has been doing a good job. Anyway, we record it. We never watch it when it's broadcast. We watch it later in the evening or whatever, and sometimes we watch it 2 or 3 days late. So anyway, last night, later in the evening, we had a few minutes and turned on the TV and went to the DVR and pulled up Jeopardy. And we're watching Jeopardy that was recorded, I don't even know when it's on. 7 o'clock, 7:30, I don't even know. But anyway, we're watching last night's episode, the recording. And all of a sudden, breaking news! Now, granted, this was recorded earlier in the evening, and I'm thinking, I haven't heard anything breaking. What's going on? This was recorded 7 o'clock, 7:30, whatever, and we're watching it at 9 or 9:30. So I'm thinking, breaking news, and it joys attention. I wonder, breaking news! It was a speech by Joe Biden. about a stimulus package. Could have been covered in the evening news. It could have. And I thought, seriously? Would they have done this for Donald Trump? No. We're gonna see this for the next 4 years, folks. Breaking news! Joe Biden just blew his nose, but he was using a blue handkerchief. He usually uses a lavender one, but today when he blew his nose, and we have the film. Oh, my goodness. I thought, seriously? Breaking news? And we do not know who won last night. We don't know who the champion is. Couldn't go to sleep. I was up all night wondering who the champion was because of Joe Biden's speech. I'll never forgive him. All right. As you know, Twitter and Facebook have permanently bumped off President Trump. Now, okay, I've been making fun, making light. This is serious stuff. This is serious censorship. Now, I understand the argument. This is a publicly traded company. So this is a company. This is not the government. So therefore, the constitutional assurance of freedom of speech does not apply. Okay, I get that. But I think it does apply because these are platforms that are available to every single American and they are monopolizing social media. If Republicans had any control at all in the House of Representatives and the Senate, we would see investigations and charges of RICO and monopolies. We would see some of the legal things that happened way back in the 1930s and even the late 1800s when the railroad companies and the oil companies had absolute monopolies and the government decided these may be private companies, but their monopolies are hurting the economy and America. It's very, very similar. This is very similar to the monopoly busting of the oil companies and the railroad companies, and the government stepped in and broke up those monopolies. Can I even expect that to happen now? Probably not. However, in the last just few days, Facebook and Twitter have lost a combined $51 billion in market value since they threw President Trump and a whole bunch of conservative groups off. $51 billion. We can only hope they lose many, many billion more.